0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we edge towards an unmissable weekend across the Scottish Premiership and beyond. Hibs reject suggestions of lying down to Celtic to stop Hearts winning the Premiership title. Neil McCann's hoping his Kilmarnock players can take out their frustration this weekend and push themselves closer to surviving. And speaking of survival, Marvin Bartley urging Livingston to make history and keep this unlikely winning run going and somehow avoid the drop. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Falkirk striker Brian Graham and Gordon Deal.
It's a brilliant time of the season. Plenty of talking points. You're looking at manager of the year, player of the year, who's going to win the league, who's going to finish in 11th. I think Livingston's certainly going to finish in 12th. And then tomorrow night, the finish of the championship for most teams, then the other ones need to get ready for the playoffs. But it'll be nervy times. Ross County, Adrian Morton. You go all the way down the leagues this weekend. Can Eastcote Bright get another promotion? It's just absolute brilliant end to the season.
First game down of the post-split fixtures, and Rangers were the first team to blink, so we're all looking forward to the weekend to see what brings next.
0141 951 1025. How are you all? Enjoying the sunshine, I'd imagine. But what about the football? What are you thinking? What is on your mind at the moment? It's Thursday night, you don't need me to tell you, which means we are legitimately in the time of the time frame, easy for me to say, that we can look forward to the weekend's action. So let's do it all. All your thoughts, all your permutations, all your hopes and dreams and fears about the title race. Let's share them all with Gordon Dalziel and Brian Graham. We have heard a bit from the Hibs camp today. They're rejecting this notion that they would possibly take the foot off the gas or lie down, as the more serious accusation goes, against Celtic this weekend. Players are players, they're professionals. David Gray's a professional. How are fans feeling about all this? If you are a Hibs fan, what is your desire to go and beat Celtic like, and maybe help Hearts towards that title? I'd love to get involved in the fan psychology and all this. I know we're here in Glasgow, but any of you Hibs fans out there, I'd love to know what you're feeling. Maybe some of you are not too bothered, not too proud to admit that you would quite happily not win any more games if it meant Hearts didn't win the title, or maybe it's too early for that. You could tell us. 0141 951 1025. You're all linked, Celtic fans. How do you feel about that side of it? Rangers fans as well. You'll all need to play each other, but when those games come around as part of the predicament as well. So all your thoughts, please, on the title race. Let's do it right now. 0141 951 1025. It is award season, as Gordon Dalziel and Brian Graham alluded to, I think last night on the show, a healthy debate about the manager of the year. We've done the player of the year. Well, it's Sunday night, so it's a couple of days away. Maybe we could wrap all that stuff up if you want. Your final thoughts on player of the year, manager of the year, all that sort of stuff. We'll find out in a couple of days who wins the prizes. And anything else at all, we are here for you. Going to be really exciting at the bottom. Neil McCann has done his press today. Depends. Do you think it is Kelly? Is it St Mirren? Is it someone else? Marvin Bartley's been speaking about trying to pull off somewhat of a miracle and stay up. They finally got that second win of the season. They're still a long way back, but maybe, just maybe, it is possible. And like I said, if there's something else that we've not mentioned that you want to bring up, it is the same number. 0141 951 1025. Get your calls in right now, please. I'm looking forward to that side of it. See all that fan conspiracy theories, if you want to call it that, fan psychology. This is where it's all going to kick in. I feel like the first round of fixtures, you can kind of get that. That was out the way. Celtic played Falkirk, Rangers played Motherwell, Hearts obviously played Hibs, so that spoke for itself.
We had that a few weeks ago as well, because everybody thought Falkirk were going to get to the Scottish Cup final, and all those conspiracy theories came in then. But listen, that's well in bed now, because obviously we didn't get there. So, but that's what happens. But if you look at Hibs right now, they're sitting 51 points, Falkirk 46. Hibs cannot afford to lie down at the weekend, because if they lose and we win, then we've still got to play Hibs, and we could probably leapfrog them and try and get that European spot. So there's still so much to play for.
But they're still chasing Motherwell. If you've got ambitions, no disrespect, you're not looking down the way, you're trying to look up the way. That's where Hibs should be looking. But let's not be kidded. It's football, it's fans. The biggest percentage of Hibs fans would do anything to make sure that their biggest rivals did not go on and win the league. And I will be desperate for a Hibs fan to come on here and say, no, if Hearts go and win the league, I'm not bothered about that. It's all about Hibs winning. But I think the players' mentality, I think the manager's mentality and everything's completely different. They're all about winning games, and I think that'll be an absolute cracker. I think all the games coming up, especially this weekend, and it's spread out, which is going to make it more exciting.
Well, if there are any Hibs fans out there that want to prove the man right or wrong, then please do it right now. 01419511025. Get the calls in. The Hibs players, of course, are saying the right things. They've still got stuff to aim for. Fans are different. Each wonder when does the rivalry kick in. If you think maybe Hibs fans feel like they do have a real good chance of catching Motherwell, maybe they will focus on that. But for some, maybe they think the gap's too big anyway, mm-hmm. and it's unlikely. And then you chuck it.
Look,
for want of a better expression.
I am telling you right now, if Hibs fans thought that Hearts were going to go and win the league, they would be praying the Hibs players chucked it. 100%. I was talking to a couple over the last couple of days, and they're saying the exact same as I'm saying. Look, we've had a decent season. The fact we're in the top six, I know what Brian's saying about obviously them catching them, but for Hibs fans, it would be unbearable for Hearts to win this league. Unbearable.
I do agree with you there. Fans are totally different, though. The manager, as Gordon alluded to there, need to stay professional. They've got a job to do, but at the same time, Hibs do not want Hearts having the bragging rights of Edinburgh.
01419511025. Get the calls in. Brian, how did you and your Falkirk teammates reflect on Celtic Park at the weekend? Because it's funny how it has been portrayed as a real big one for Celtic, or almost a kind of turning point. It's maybe a bit late in the season for a turning point, but actually within the game you guys were pretty good and pretty close at various times.
Yeah, we were, and there was a big chance in the first half. Brad Spencer's had a volley from the edge of the box where the goalkeeper makes a great save at 0-0. If that goes in, it could have been different, but obviously it's well documented we make a mistake for the first goal, but then Dyes Maeda steals the ball again and Kieran Tierney goes and gets the second. But I thought Dyes Maeda at the weekend was excellent for Celtic. He looked back to his old self. He looked back to being the Dyes Maeda of last year. He was excellent. He then gets a goal, excuse me, the third goal to kill the game. But the second half of the first 10-15 minutes, Celtic came out all guns blazing. We had to weather that storm. And then once we got the goal back, we had Celtic on the ropes a little bit, but we just couldn't capitalise on it. And then Dyes Maeda, they break away and get the third goal and kill the game. But Celtic were good, but at the same time, after the disappointment of the cup game from us, I thought we went to Celtic Park and put on a good performance.
Goal of the season?
Oh, potentially, yeah. Kyrell Wilson, I don't think he'll hit a better one than that ever.
Oh, he just looked like he put every single bit of energy into it and hit the back of the net. You could have stuck two goalkeepers in there with Gary's doors and their gloves, and he ain't saving that.
To be fair, there was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek moment because he had a similar opportunity in the Scottish Cup semi-final and he took a bad touch, but he certainly made up for it at the weekend.
I just love how you really had to stretch that there. Right. So rather than just two goalies, they then had to have Gary's doors as well.
Yeah.
I feel like you've pushed it to the extreme.
I wanted to build the goal up because I thought the goal was that good. It was unstoppable.
I get that, but maybe just feel like the two goalies bit would have covered it.
I know, but you've got to put a wee bit extra in there.
Dramatic.
Cut the Gary's. Listen, single garage.
Come on down then, put your calls across to the guys, Gordon DL and Brian Graham. Usual number 01419511025. As we look ahead, I think Thursday night we're very much allowed to do that. It's not tenuous to look ahead a couple of days, and that nice spread out schedule as well, keeping us going over the weekend. Craig is a Celtic fan who was about to come on and has just disappeared off the screen in front of me. What is the point in that? Honestly, not Craig's fault, I'm sure. Maybe the signal is gone. We'll get Craig back in just a second. Down at the bottom as well, we mentioned that. I know it's not going to grab the headlines the same way, but Neil McCann speaking today, Marvin Bartley, going to be fascinating.
I think it's going to go right to the wire. I think Aberdeen, I think they're okay. Big games coming up, obviously St Mirren up to Dundee. If Dundee can pick up 3 points at home, then I think they're fine. Then it'll be a straight fight between Kilmarnock and St Mirren, and then you look forward to the following game at Paisley, St Mirren v Kilmarnock. But as we've seen at the top, there's twists and turns everywhere. There are a lot of pressure. This is what we're now forgetting. We're into four games to go. There's a lot of pressure top and bottom. There are three teams there desperate to go and win that league. Three sets of fans desperate to go and win it. And then you look down the bottom there, and there's two or three teams that just do not want to be pulled into that playoff situation, because you look at the Championship this season. The quality down there is very good. Mark Wilson's Partick's been excellent. Neil Lennon's got his team into a cup final. And Arbroath have been outstanding as well. So there's no easy games left.
No, definitely, especially Partick Thistle. I think they've had a fantastic season under Mark Wilson. But the big one for me last weekend was, I think, Aberdeen getting that 1-0 victory against Kilmarnock, put them up the league. I don't think they're quite safe yet, but that was a massive 3 points for them last weekend. But there's big games all across the weekend, and it's going to be like that the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So no matter which part of that table you're fighting at, your team would love to hear from you, whether it is those nerves, that anxiety of being down the bottom, or whether it's glory that you've got in your mind, an entirely different type of pressure when it is at the top. But it is just like nothing most of us have ever seen before. We don't even usually have a title race at all that runs this late in the season, never mind with the three teams involved. So let's go to the phones and bring in Tommy, who's on. Hi, Tommy.
Hiya.
How are you? All right?
I'm good, mate. Aye.
What are you thinking?
Just give me a wee second to get on off the hands-free.
Oh, you don't you rush for us, Tommy. Just let us know when you're ready.
Yeah, we'll hang about, Tom. Yeah.
He's part of the car.
Yeah. Why are you getting off hands-free? Stay in hands-free if you're driving.
I'm driving anywhere, but I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Right, let's talk bus lane. Let's talk football. What are you thinking?
Right, well, obviously, he's come in with the bit of Hibs, possibly might lie down and let Celtic win. So, if that happens, if that appeared to happen, see, you're watching the game, you're going, oh, here, this is a bit of a joke. Why would the Rangers not do the same thing with Hearts then?
Because Rangers will still want
to win the
league.
Well,
we're not helping win the league because we'll still be a point behind.
Aye, but there's still not. So, you try to tell me Rangers couldn't make up a point when you still have to play Celtic?
Well, listen. But then Hearts is still playing, so we'd still be a point behind. Even if he won all our games and Hearts won all their games, it would come to the last game of the season. Who's Hearts got in the last game of the season?
Not, like, I take your point, but you're saying, like, this weekend, it's an obvious one for the Hearts Hibs thing, because Hibs are not in the picture. So that's why the question becomes, if you're a Hibs fan, are you that bothered about winning if it meant that you were sort of boosting Hearts' title hopes? It doesn't kick in for Celtic and Rangers yet, because even if Celtic win, if Celtic beat Hibs at the weekend, you as a Rangers fan still need to beat Hearts, for goodness sake.
I know, we would need to run over games and hope somebody would do us a favour.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm saying. So how could you at this point say that Rangers would take the foot off the gas against Hearts then?
Because we don't know if somebody would do us a favour. Say it came at the last game.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. That's still to come down the line.
Throw in the towel before that even happens, Tommy.
Imagine Rangers on Monday just go, we can't take risks, so we'll just...
on you go, Hearts.
Can you imagine the Rangers fans after losing to Motherwell and then they throw it out? Oh, come on.
Listen, know what we've got to clarify first and foremost here? I don't think Hibs players or David Gray's got to lie down, right?
No, exactly.
It's how the fans feel. Yeah. They don't want Hearts to win the league. Rangers fans are desperate for Rangers to win the league, so forget that. That one at Tynecastle will be brilliant.
And Brian, you as a professional as well, I don't want to be unfair on this. We're kind of having a bit of fun with it and we're trying to find out what fans... I would hate it to come across that we were suggesting Hibs players would sort of deliberate. I think that's wrong, but what I'll try to dig a little bit deeper is, it is quite unique circumstances. Just as a player, maybe going out there, knowing that your fans are maybe not that bothered, you know, is there a subconscious thing that can kick in? I don't want for one second us to suggest that Hibs players won't try that. That's not what it
no,
is.
It's about
finding out how the fans feel.
I don't think that'll be the case. I think fans on supporters' buses are well talking about it and having a laugh and a joke about it. But listen, I was fortunate enough to be David Gray's teammate when I played for Hibs. The man's a total professional. There's no way in this earth that he's sending his team out to lie down because he doesn't want Hearts to win. That's just not possible.
Is it a bit early for Hibs anyway, for even for Hibs fans then, Gordon? I mean, that's why maybe they'll call us and tell us. Some will just say, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But for others, they might think, well, look, you can't do that until you know that you maybe can't make up the gap for fourth.
No, I think because it's Celtic, and I think the Hibs fans will obviously want to keep Celtic in that title race. It'll be different when they go and play Falkirk, of course, because Falkirk in the title race and Hibs are there. So that'll be completely different. But these big games, there's no doubt Hibs fans are sitting there thinking, no, if Celtic had to beat us at the weekend, we don't like losing, but I'm not going to be upset, because if Hearts go and beat Rangers, then that puts Rangers out of the title race.
So for how long Hearts have been top of the Premiership, right? Hibs went to Parkhead and beat Celtic there, 2-1. So that was helping Hearts then. I know we're getting closer, so it means a lot more now. The fans will still have the banter and the jokes about it, but as players and professionals, Hibs will be going out there to try and win that game.
But to go back to the fans, that was a while ago, you're right.
Yep.
And this is purely anecdotal. Just one guy, one Hibs fan that I happen to know, wasn't that delighted the day they beat Celtic for that reason. Well, that's how fans think.
I know that. That's how they think.
And that was, you're right, that was ages ago, where you didn't really know how it would.
But that just shows you, because Hearts are still top then, that's, he's thinking that then. But now with four games to go, it's only going to get worse.
Tommy, what it does tell us is this weekend is massive. How would you sum it up?
Well, what I'd say to your producer guy is that this could all have been avoided if everybody had been scheduled to play at the same time. Now, I know the two clubs can't go to Edinburgh, but you could have done it. You could have just moved the pictures about so that they're all playing at the same time.
You couldn't. That's the thing. See, that this jigsaw, because of that, I mean, you look at the last two fixture cards, they are all at the same time for this reason. But, you know,
what difference is that going to make this weekend?
Tommy?
Rangers wouldn't know if Hibs lay down to Celtic. Listen, I'm not saying they're going to. I was a professional sportsman. I'd never lie down to nobody. I wanted to win everything I've been into. But if
we are boxers. A number of,
no, I'm not going to tell you what it was. I remember a number of years ago, a certain Celtic striker made accusations about other teams lying down to Rangers.
Oh, I remember that. I should have that'd be a good debate for us on here. No, listen, I think for the excitement of it, the last two match days are all at the same time. I think we're going micro analysis here to worry about that. And Tommy, to be fair, has pointed it out himself. Hibs are at home this weekend, and so are Hearts. They can't do that in the same day, so it's a complete non-starter.
I don't think that makes such a big difference, even if it was, you know, Hearts were at Rangers. I really don't. I keep going back to it. This is all the joking about Hibs supporters. It's nothing to do with Hibs players, manager, or anybody involved in the club in that sense. Hibs will be out there desperate, because let's tell, say Hibs now all of a sudden Celtic go and beat them, then Falkirk go and beat them, and then all of a sudden the manager comes in for criticism. He comes in for people saying, oh, the end of the season. It's never ever going to happen. Players will be playing for contracts or extended contracts or bonus money, everything involving it. The fans, I completely understand their thought in it, because it'd be a disaster for them.
0141 951 1025. Thank you to Tommy. Good time to call. We'll get you on next.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Bill is on the phone lines. He's about to join Brian Graham and Gordon Dalziel. How are you, Bill?
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I'm good in this lovely evening.
I know, what a night it is. What are you thinking this evening then?
Okay, I've got a two-part question.
Go for it.
I think the point may well already have been covered already. But anyway, my two-part question is, first of all, do the panel think that Hibs have a realistic chance of overhauling Motherwell in the league?
6 points, four
points,
games to go.
No.
Yes. No, I don't think so.
I think...
Seriously?
Yeah.
No, but hold on. Bill didn't ask, do you think it will happen? It's got to be called a realistic chance. They play each other.
Yeah.
It's only 6 points.
Right, okay. But I still think
better Motherwell, goal difference as well.
Yeah, I think Motherwell, the way that, if they keep the form up, I think they've got themselves back on track.
It's only 1-1.
Yeah, but the way they played, let's be honest, they were absolutely brilliant, Gordon.
You tell me.
Now, the one team that you really do look at here is their bogey team is the big man's.
Exactly.
Falkirk.
And then Motherwell play them this weekend?
Yeah, but Motherwell will school them. I hope John's watch goes in a minute.
I hope he's listening to you, Daz. I actually took 7 out of 9 off him.
I know you have. He's been brilliant. I think it'll be a great game. Two brilliant teams. But I think looking at the fixture, especially at third part for me, and I know that Hearts go there, I know that Celtic go there, I just think they'll have, I think Motherwell will pick up too many.
Why'd you ask, Bill?
Okay. My next question probably leads on to a wee bit of innuendo, but anyway, assuming that they don't have a realistic chance of catching Motherwell. Mm-hmm. What is their motivation to beat Celtic?
Well, I think they'd be worried about Falkirk catching them for that fifth place European spot.
Do you think so?
Well, I think realistically,
you're talking to a Falkirk player, Bill. You're telling him he's got no chance.
Well, I think it's unrealistic. But anyway,
if we won on Saturday and then we play Hibs the following week, that could happen.
That's only 5 points, Bill. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Maybe Bill's understanding of the word realistic is different from mine. I feel like we're playing about with that. The Falkirk haven't lost to Motherwell. They've got two wins and a draw against Motherwell.
Yep.
There is a realistic chance you get a result of some sort against them this weekend. If we're saying that, you know, Celtic obviously be a tough game for Hibs, there's only 5 points in it just now, 4 games to go. I would call Falkirk's chances of catching Hibs realistic. That's not me saying I think it'll happen. It's got to be realistic. Not having that, Bill?
No, I think it's unrealistic. However, obviously there's an innuendo in the question, but it's not really meant to be like that. I don't think realistically that Hibs can catch Motherwell, and I don't think realistically Falkirk can catch Hibs. So I'm dubious that they'll get any great motivation to beat Celtic.
Two words for you as well. What? Don't mean to lower the tone. Bonus.
Exactly. Everything. Manager comes under pressure for you lose a few games. You've got guys that are probably looking there to extend their contracts or new contracts or an opportunity. There'll be a big, big crowd there. Everybody knows that as a player, you go out there. The minute that place is rocking, you know, you get an extra little bit in your step and you're at it. I am not, honestly, I'm not buying into this that Hibs or David Gray will treat this game any differently because of Hearts. I do believe the supporters will, and rightly so, because they don't want Hearts to win the league. But not the players and management. I think that's been disrespectful to Burns.
It's funny because there are only a certain set of rivalries that spark this. You know, if you've got a big city rival, you know, for lots of fans in the country, they can't maybe put themselves in that, you know, in that headspace. But obviously Celtic, Rangers, Hibs, Hearts,
it's only going to get worse as the weeks go on, that's for sure.
Gordon, I don't live in Edinburgh, but I know a lot of Hibs fans, and I'm telling you, they don't want Hearts to win the league.
No, I think you're right about the fans, Bill. I think there's no doubt about it, about the fans. Thank you very much to Bill on 0141 951 1025. Paddy's on the other line. Hi, Paddy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, mate. Can you hear me all right? I turn the radio off, aye?
Radio off and you're through to us. On you go.
Right, okay, mate. I'm just saying to your guy here that a guy is on here saying that Hibs are going to lie down. That's not what you are saying. You are saying the fans think Hibs are going to lie down.
No, the fans want Hibs to lie down.
Yeah.
Aye, aye. Exactly, aye. That's what you're saying. You're not saying the players or the managers are going to do it. What I said to the producer was, hypothetically, and I'm saying hypothetically because Celtic's going to win the league, right? But say Celtic get to the last game of the season and Rangers have got a chance to win the league, but Celtic have not got a chance to win the league. I'm sitting there praying that Hearts beat us on the last day of the season because I don't want Rangers to win that league.
That's just rivalry for you, isn't it?
That's exactly it, mate. I don't want Hearts to win the league either, but if it comes to a choice the last game of the season, I'm saying, oh, if we beat Hearts here, Rangers win the league. I'm not wanting to win a league for Rangers. I'm saying, lie down. Martin O'Neill's not going to lie down. The players are not going to lie down. But I'm sitting there saying, I don't really care. I haven't, a number of years, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, Aberdeen could have came second in the league if they beat us in the last game of the season. And we played it like a friendly in the last game of the season. So Rangers would come third.
Paddy, by the way, I'm sure the Celtic players and staff of that day would reject that claim from Paddy, mm-hmm. but you can just imagine it. Paddy's going, I hope Kasper Schmeichel's in goals today. We sling on. Mm-hmm. Who paid the Huddle Hound up front?
Yeah, and goals for Manchester.
But you don't need to get too, I think, worked up about it, because for us and for everybody, there's a line there. Fans can think whatever they want. You take it back to the old international debate you have all the time. Remember Andy Murray got himself in trouble when he was young man, saying anyone but England. Who cares? Fans, rivalry's great and it makes the world go round, and fans can think what they want.
Fans will always think what they want.
It's just different for players, isn't it?
It's totally different for players because it's their job, they're professional. And as you said it earlier, to do what? One bonus. Like, you're playing in Scotland, you're not earning the money you're earning down in English Premier League. So every little helps, I can assure you.
I agree. I just think that I think players are too professional now. I think there's too much to play for. I think managers pride themselves. I heard Brian saying that he's played with David Gray. He knows the character of the guy. Of course, the fans are completely different. And I totally get what Paddy's saying. And if it's reversed with Rangers, Rangers would rather Hearts win the league than Celtic the last game. So we've got conspiracy theories still to come, but let's get these weekend fixtures out the road first.
Paddy, do you know what I loved within that is how you said, I mean, Celtic are going to win the league anyway, but let's just say that they didn't. So we've gone from Celtic winning it to being so far out of the picture by the final day that they can do this. So let's stick with the reality. What gives you this confidence?
The players are not in a game. You're dicing my head, isn't it? They're trying to get a place in the Champions to go to the World Cup. They're coming out of a game. They're fighting for places to go to the World Cup. I just feel as if Martin O'Neill is the strongest of the three managers. He's the most astute guy. He's got a wee bit of brain behind him. But it's going to come down to a battle up. We've got to beat Hibs away from home. We've got to beat Motherwell away from home. But you do that, you take your two home games, the next two home games. I think we're in a better position than the other two teams. They've got to come to us. If we can then turn it on in Marine back garden, that's what it will be. But we'll get a battle up between the Hibs game, and the Motherwell game. But I think Martin O'Neill's been doing this road before. Not just the players that's been doing the road before, but Martin O'Neill's been doing this road before. And I think we're in a stronger position. Might be wrong. It's my heart more than my head that's telling me that. But I think we'll do it. I think
it'll change every weekend, right? Because I know what Paddy's saying about strongest position. I look at the fixtures, last one at home, they've got Rangers at home. Could you imagine Sunday, Hibs turn Celtic over and Hearts turn Rangers over? There's only one winner then.
I think everyone's almost, you've had to kind of reset everything because it has been up and down for sort of all the teams involved. Brian, it feels like almost a kind of fresh start when you get into the post-split fixture. So this notion of like having momentum and form, it's based on like one and two games. You know, all of a sudden Rangers are the out of form team because they lost a game.
Well, after the Falkirk game, Rangers were then favourites.
That's what I mean.
And then they lose that game against Motherwell. And then obviously you get the fans on here right after the game where it was very raw and they were angry at we're losing the game. And now they're not favourites, but Rangers, they're still not out at Celtic got a good victory at the weekend, but Hearts are still top for a reason, that's for sure.
And that's the thing, right? Because the two below, when Celtic and Rangers, so Rangers were second, Celtic have now gone second. People are trying to suss out which of them has got momentum, form, and you kind of overlook the fact Hearts are still top. And actually, over the weekend, their position got stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We're so obsessed with who looks like they're picking up momentum, form, confidence, putting a run together. I do think that we overlooked the fact slightly that at the weekend Hearts position at the top got stronger. I know Celtic closed the gap and Celtic overtook Rangers, but Hearts went into the weekend with a 1 point lead and ended up with a three.
And plus the fact they get into this weekend, if they can beat Rangers, one of the horses fall at the fence, they're gone.
You're loving your analogies tonight.
Yeah, they're gone. They're Beaches Brook. They're away. Let's be honest about it, and I think every Rangers fan would admit that as well. And that just leaves a two-horse race with Hearts and Celtic. That's if Celtic beat Hibs. Gordon, they're twist and turn here. I don't think... Obviously, I said it when they split. I didn't think the three teams have gone and any of them will win every game. Rangers have already failed. I think Celtic and Hearts will drop points somewhere, but it's whoever holds their nerve as
well. See, on the subject of this stuff that you can't quite measure, Brian, momentum, confidence, feel-good factor, unity, whatever those buzzwords would be, I wonder about your eyewitness experience at Celtic Park. Did it feel like there was sort of something in the air? It kind of came across that way.
No, the stadium was absolutely bouncing, and just like coming in with the bus, all the Celtic fans outside the ground, they took that energy inside. It's probably the loosest I've heard Celtic Park this season when I've been there, if I'm being honest. I know the Green Bay Brigade are back in, it makes that extra bit of noise, but right round the full ground they were singing constantly. The anthem was on at the beginning of the game. Well, that doesn't really happen now. That usually Champions League nights, that was on Saturday as well, so the place was rocking and the fans got right behind the team. To be fair to Rangers as well, that was the same case on Sunday as well, but Rangers just never got the 3 points, and that's why the fans were angry after the game.
Yeah, I thought they were a bit of a difference, and I do agree with Paddy. I looked at guys like Maeda. He looked like he was back sharp. I thought Celtic as a team at times in the game looked a bit sharper than normal. I think you're right. I think you touch on it. And people say, listen, supporters don't put the ball in the back of the net, which is correct. But they can give you such a lift, can't they? They can give you such a lift when you need it. Listen, when Rangers play at Ibrox, it'll be the same. But unfortunately, against Motherwell, Motherwell on the day, for me, first half were far, far too good for them. It's all about holding your nerves, and it's all about maybe a little bit of luck as well.
When you talk about luck, think, look at the Hearts. I know Hearts, Hibs were down to nine men, but yeah, have a look at the two goals for Hearts, two deflections. One was an own goal, and then the goalkeeper saving spittle shot all day long, comes off mm-hmm. of the toe and goes into the side net. And so sometimes you need a wee bit of luck to win championships.
Thank you very much to Paddy, 01419511025. Liam, who's a Hearts fan, message to say Hibs as a club voted to demote Hearts, costing them two places in the league and 250k, 4-0 Celtic. So that's the way that the... Come on, Hibs fans, either stick up for yourselves or agree with what you are hearing here. Educate people like me and Gordon DL from Motherwell. We don't, you know, don't get that sort of desperation. You don't care if the Ackies lose, do you?
No,
I'm going to say Airdrie or whatever. Come on, it's just not like that.
No, exactly. We wouldn't be bothered. We wouldn't lie down so that Airdrie or Pamon could win anything.
Craig is on the line. Hi, Craig.
That's Paul, mate.
Oh, it's Paul. Says, do you know what this is? I don't know why it says Craig / Paul on my screen. You get two names.
It's my nephew's phone. I'm using my nephew's phone.
Oh, you're Craig tonight.
You could call you whatever you want.
Looking at him, mind you.
You crack on.
Aye, how you doing, Gordon, Brian?
Good, thanks.
I'm just phoning all these Rangers fans coming on saying that the Hibs have got to lie down to Celtic. Hibs have still got stuff to play for. You know what I mean?
Do you think they'll still be motivated by being able to catch Motherwell above them?
Well, what is it, 6 points? Four games to go.
Yeah, play each other as well.
They play each other, so aye, exactly, aye. But they're just... Everything's to play for, nothing's a guarantee in any of the games. It's so close, do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I think the problem is? See, if we're looking at, I don't know if it's like headline culture, clickbait culture, whatever it is, you're looking for a phrase that sort of sums up and, you know, to quickly provide a snapshot of what we're talking about. So people are using the lying down, and I don't think that's the point. I don't think it's this notion that the ball is rolling towards the corner and the Hibs goalie, you know, that's not what this is, but it's just an easy way of kind of summing up this notion that elements of the Hibs support or whatever it is might not be that bothered if they were to lose the game.
Do you know what I'd be really worried about? If this was the last game Hibs was playing Celtic or Rangers, and there was a chance that...
Well, that's what this is though, just a couple of weeks
There's still a bit of football to be played here. Let's not be kiddied here. If Celtic do beat Hibs...
Even if Hibs play well and get beat, they're still going to get hurt with that rush.
But if it was the last game of the season, I think we'd all be taking a holiday.
And also, as you mentioned, although it was at a different time, if Celtic do not win the league, it'll be in part to the defeat that Hibs gave them at Celtic Park. That was hugely damaging.
It was, because Celtic obviously were chasing at that point.
And it was a home game.
It was a home game. That's why you expect Celtic to win their home games. Hibs rocked up, went away with the 3 points back to Edinburgh. So if Hearts do win it, Hibs are just as much to blame.
I think, I wonder what David Gray's spoken today, you'll know him. I'd be fascinated to know, just from a man management point of view, a psychological point of view, do you not mention this at all? You know, you're not planting the seed, you're not even giving the example of, listen guys, folks say we're not up for this, but we are. Or do you just steer clear of it, and then that's the way that you kind of hammer home that it's every...
Steer clear of it.
I don't think he needs to bring it up, because that's what I mean. The players will know. So he just focuses on his job as a manager, concentrates right on the game, and takes all that nonsense away from it.
But what I'm led to believe, that the Proclaimers are playing centre half and centre forward at the weekend, so don't take anything into that.
Tell you what, goals after the red card.
Tell you what, if the Murray brothers were playing, they'd be lined out.
Exactly.
Both of them have been saying they don't mind if Hearts win the league. My goodness, I feel partly responsible. Anyway, let's do this before we move on. The world
Hull's biggest music quiz for Cash for Kids Day.
Just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone who took part in the world's biggest music quiz earlier today, and to all of you who came along to last night's Big Bad Music Quiz. History was made this afternoon because together we set an official Guinness World Record for the world's largest online music quiz. Ant and Dec brought the whole of the UK together. You guys showed off your knowledge. If you missed it, you can listen back on the Rayo app and you can play along as well. And it's not too late to get involved. You can still support Cash for Kids, which is what this was all about in the first place. So the money raised stays right here in Glasgow, the West, and Ayrshire. Go to Clyde1.com/cashforkids to make your donation. Thank you in advance.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL is in the building alongside Brian Graham, both waiting for you to get in touch. I love this. At the end of the season, you know, the prizes are about to be given out. There's a possibility people are maybe sitting out the back,
yeah,
listening. Get the feet up. Hard day at work is Thursday. The weekend really does kind of start for everybody on Thursday night. Mentally, you've got the sun shining and beautiful, we've got a title race on our hands.
It's beautiful. Everything's wonderful in the garden.
Apart from you, still can't golf because your hip's broken.
I went under the needle last night.
Under the needle?
Yeah.
How was it?
Hopefully successful. I'm feeling a bit better. I'm able to walk.
Are you good with needles, would you say? Or
I was okay until they went a little bit deep last night.
Oh, don't like the sound of that.
I had to apologise for my language to the full of Hamilton, not just the room. It was a sore one.
But you're feeling...
I'm feeling better, and I'm hoping to be back hitting the ball by Monday.
Oh, good.
He was skipping up that corridor on the way in. So yeah, it's working.
But do you know what happens, right? Because I've been walking with a limp for 4 weeks.
Your other leg's sore.
I still walk with a limp.
No one-legged. One-legged Gordon.
I'm like, how many still games?
I was going to say you've spoiled my line. Right, I was going to say Brian Graham and Winston are here. If you want to get your calls in, wasn't that funny? Anyway, Jerry is on the line. How are you, Jerry?
How are you doing, guys?
Good. What's happening?
I'm just on about this whole thing about people are going on about teams lying down to Celtic, Rangers, whatever. I don't believe for a minute that any professional footballer or any sportsman would lie down to MD, really. Do you know what I mean? I just think that's a load of rubbish.
Do you think the edge can come off psychologically in any way?
Well,
subconsciously, sorry, was the word I was looking for. Not psychologically.
I would like to think that every player is going to play their best in every game.
I would agree with you, Jerry. I think you're going to get fans in the pubs and on the buses and the way going to games, and they'll be having all this chat. But players are professional. I said it earlier on the show that players are beginning out there to win for themselves and in their football club, but fans, we're at this crucial stage of the season now where there's so much up to play for, where three teams can go and win the league, and certain fans of certain clubs will have these theories where they think one thing, they think another thing the following week. That's just what happens, and it's not just Scottish football, that happens all over the world, by the way.
Funny you said that. Remember the big Stooshy Ange got himself involved in at Spurs? There was a scenario, wasn't there, about not... sort of Spurs fans not necessarily wanting to...
Oh, something to be Arsenal.
To be Arsenal, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And he said the wrong thing, didn't he? Basically, yeah, saying that they would try and win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spurs fans didn't want that to happen. All right, let's look at it from a different angle that I don't think we've quite done yet then. Because if we're talking about this is all the Hibs fans, Jerry's not saying the Hibs players will take anything off it. Neither am I, neither are you two. Hypothetically, what do you think the atmosphere will be like at Easter Road, right? So let's say Hibs score a last minute winner. Are the Hibs fans veins popping out their neck with joy and excitement and rushing down to the front and grabbing each other and hugging each other and kissing each other because they've scored a last minute winner against Celtic?
It's a great question.
Or are they sitting in their hands?
Yeah. Or does the Proclaimers record get thrown right out the front door?
Well, there'll be no sunshine on Leith
after
that.
Oh, certainly not. It's a great question because at that moment in time, you're beating Celtic, if they do beat Celtic. It's an achievement for them. It gets them closer, depending on what Mother will do against Falkirk. It really is. We're getting caught up in a lot of things here. But the one thing, I'm with the guys, I think Hibs players will go out there and give it everything.
I think everybody is saying
that. The fans won't. No, I think the fans would be sick.
To your question, I think the fans would celebrate it. And then once they realise what's happened, then that's when the doubt starts comes in. Oh no, what's just happened there?
Because then to link it a bit more to the actual football match and Hibs' output within it, how often do you hear a manager saying, fans were unbelievable today, they were the 12th man, they urged us on? Is that not going to happen then? Is that not going to happen? Are Hibs not getting urged on the way that they would in a do or die game against Celtic?
I think, as much as I know what you're saying, I think if you're a supporter, you would still go along there and urge your team on and give them the
caught up in the moment.
If you're going to the game.
But I think you're right when you say, when the final whistle's blown, and if they had to beat Celtic, I don't fancy them, to be honest with you. I think they'll lie down. but the reality...
There's a quote right there. Yeah,
the reality of it will sink in. They'll go, oh, we may have done Hearts a real turn here. So they'll then be probably praying that Rangers beat Hearts the next day, won't they?
And then if we're all talking about it, everybody on social media is talking about it, the Hibs fans will definitely be talking about it. Surely you're turning up with it very much on your mind. You're not going to forget. You're suggesting almost like that they'll kind of forget where they are. They'll go mental if they score a goal, and then it'll only be afterwards that they'll realise.
Well, I don't think...
I think it'll be on your mind all afternoon.
Yeah, but I'm maybe 100% wrong. But if Hibs come out the traps, right, go off to a great start and score a goal...
They'll all shout, slow down.
They're not going to start booing.
Hold on. Who's suggesting that, though?
No.
There's a big gap between maximum celebration and booing.
Yeah, but they're going to celebrate, aren't they? Let's be honest about it. Then at the end of the game, because think about it, they won't know what Hearts have done anyway, because Hearts don't play it the next day. So you may as well just live in the moment, because yesterday's history and tomorrow's promise to no one.
He's on one of this, by the way. What is Harry the dad
when he goes?
So you may as well just live for that moment.
Sure, very good. Live, laugh, love.
What was
Golden
that jag you got last night?
I know. Wasn't in his hip anyway. Jerry, from a specifically Celtic point of view, then, if that's your team, what do you think? What are your chances?
I think we could win the league. I'm hoping we could win the league. But I actually had another point to make about Martin O'Neill. Well, basically our next manager. I'm hoping Martin O'Neill would possibly stay on for another season. But what would that take? Ultimately, it's going to be down to him, his decision. But would it be a case of a certain amount of money? I don't know how much kind of money we're talking about, but if they offered him enough money, would they maybe stay on for another season? Or
Jerry, here's a question for you then. I think everybody agrees Martin O'Neill's a magnificent football manager, right? Would you feel the same if they end up finishing third and Neil Lennon turns them over in the Scottish Cup final? Would you be saying the exact same thing, or would you be saying Martin's been brilliant for Celtic, but we need somebody to come in now and take it forward?
No, I don't think the Scottish Cup final. I don't think that this season, whether we finish third or whatever, I don't think that's anything to do with it.
Seriously,
I can't think of like another manager at this minute in time that they could bring in that they would, if you know what I mean, they would do better.
I do.
That season.
Can you say that though with any real certainty of like, because if it is third,
no, but
what I mean is like, so I've maybe worded that wrong, but you know, if Gordon Dale's hypothetical and we're talking third, that can't be your sort of bar, can it?
No. I think we can win the league. I think we will win the league.
And that's the thing. That's so
we could win the double.
Yeah.
Aye, exactly. Yeah. I think Hearts will drop points. I think Rangers will drop points. Hopefully we won't drop points.
You think Celtic won every game, Jerry?
I think we could, yep.
You've still never asked you that. To go, Jerry.
I said, do you think they will?
It's going to be interesting. Thank you very much to Jerry on the line. Let's play this. Beat the pundit.
with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on down, beat the pundit time. Let's see what you're made of. Can you get yourself a sign ball or the beat the pundit coin by beating Brian Graham or Gordon DL? 01419511025, lines close at 7.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Brian Graham is here alongside Gordon DL, and there is still half the show left for you to get your calls in. It's been a lively one so far. Just trying to figure out how everybody feels about the games at the weekend, and with a Hibs slant on it, and what do they really want to happen? They always like to win football games, but what if it helped Hearts win the league, and so on. So I'm sure there are plenty more where that came from tonight and tomorrow and between now and the end of the season. But if you want to switch focus to the bottom of the table or bring up something else, we're here for you as well. But let's play this first.
Beat the pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, beat the pundit time. 3-2 you won on Tuesday.
Yeah, Gordon, another victory.
Brian Graham's got a pretty good record, by the way. Yeah, 83% win rate.
I've lost once.
You're flying. Absolutely flying.
Once? Aye, this, since I came back in.
Let's go to Kevin, who's on the line. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Gordon. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Have you ever played before?
No.
Right, okay. What are you thinking? What's your sort of form generally like?
Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. We'll find out shortly.
That's the perfect way. That's in a nutshell. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good.
It's just a luck of the question.
Exactly. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad.
Okay, right, let's toss the coin. If it's blue, it's for Brian. If it's red, it is for Gordon DL. It's easy to think of, like, B, blue, Brian, red, Gordon DL's nose when it's sunny. That's the easy way to sort of remember it, isn't it? So let's see.
What's funny about that?
It's just truth, just an observation. Yeah,
you're a bit of a handsome boy yourself. Send us a wee photo on Twitter, let us decide that one. I've got a picture of you.
Pull up.
Yeah, put a poll up.
Twitter's an unforgiving place.
It's called X.
Nice, so it is, I know. Right, anyway, let's see what happens here on the coin. And it is Mr. Sunburn up against.
Again.
Kevin from
all the best, Kev.
You too, Gordon.
Right, let's give Gordon something else to listen to. Kevin, you've got 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you do not know the answer, okay?
Right, no worries.
Right, let's go. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Name any Celtic player who signed a contract extension last week.
Skills.
Bojan Miosky joined Rangers from a team in which country?
Spain.
Who's currently top of League One?
Abroad.
How many British clubs are still competing in Europe this season?
Three.
Who was the last Championship manager to win the PFA Manager of the Year for Scotland?
Pass.
What was the last year neither Old Firm side made the Scottish Cup final?
2014.
Who's Scotland's next friendly against for the men's team?
Cyprus.
Okay, Gordon DL, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Good, you ready?
Yeah.
You look pumped, you look psyched.
I like that music. Red Light Spells Danger, Billy Ocean.
You know your music.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'd be happy if that was
I wasn't even listening. So you're right, apparently. You should have been taking part in the world's biggest music quiz today.
I've struggled with the football one, never mind the music.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Name any Celtic player who signed a contract extension last week.
James Forrest.
Bojan Miosky joined Rangers from a team in which country?
Poland, no idea.
Who's currently top of League One?
Inverness.
How many British clubs are still competing in Europe this season?
Three.
Who was the last Championship manager to win the PFA Manager of the Year award for Scotland?
The last Championship manager? Pass.
What was the last year that neither Old Firm team made the Scottish Cup final?
I'm good at the years, ain't I?
No. Not even remotely. Hurry up.
2012.
Okay, Kevin, what's the verdict? Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're not so good. What were you tonight?
I think I might have done it.
It's a big claim. It's a big claim. Let's go through them and find out. Name any Celtic Just you wait.
Should not know.
Name any Celtic player who signed the contract extension last week. An easy one to get us up and running. James Forrest, Liam Scales, or Luke McCowan. You both got it. It is 1-1. Bojan Miovski joined from a team in Spain. It was Girona. Kevin got it.
Well, well done, Kev.
2-1 to Kevin.
You know your Spanish.
Who is top of League One? It is Inverness Cali Thistle. Equaliser. Oh. Gordon Dale. Or both are not even in League One, Kevin, in the Championship. How many British clubs are still competing in Europe? You both said three, so nothing gives. It's actually four.
Who's it for?
Arsenal, Villa, Forest, Palace.
Palace still in it?
Mm.
Right, so okay, tattoo.
Two each. The last Championship manager to win PFA Manager of the Year.
It's not John McGlynn.
It's John McGlynn.
Oh, so it was. I thought to myself, I can't see John McGlynn.
Why would it not be?
Okay, he's won it two in a year, exactly. Two in a row.
Yep, going for three.
I knew that.
Justice for Jens. Glad I was off last night. I took it off in protest.
But he's not a Championship manager.
That's another question. Who was the last Championship manager to win it? No, don't even try.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've got a point.
What did you say anyway?
He didn't know.
I didn't know because I didn't understand the question. But if I understood the question now,
no.
I'd have went John all day long.
Nope, sorry.
In fact, Brian's watch went and John's going, me.
What was the last year neither Old Firm team made the Scottish Cup final? None of you got it. 2021, St Johnston Hibs. Remember
so
that? Was that wacky season for the COVID? No.
Was it? No?
Oh, he get one
Kevin
more.
Kevin got another question.
Nah, what's the question?
Who is Scotland men's team's next friendly against?
Oh, I can't remember their names. It's over in America, isn't it?
It begins with a C.
It's
Kevin said it. A team that began with C.
Who's he say?
He said Cyprus, but it's Curaçao.
I'll see you later, Kev.
Curaçao at Hampden before they fly out, and then Bolivia while they're over there.
Kev.
Aye.
I always say 100, right? So either go above or below,
what,
mate.
What you do, Gordon? I know you do it.
Right. Here's the deal. I will ask the question, I'll get Gordon to write his answer down, then invite you to give me your attempt, Kevin. Going all the way back to the preliminary round, how many clubs competed in this year's Scottish Cup? There are two remaining, obviously. So going all the way back, how many clubs started off the Scottish Cup? But includes the first prelim round.
Oh, prelim, right.
I thought you always went 100.
I do.
All right, okay. Kevin, what are you going for?
32.
Kevin!
Oh, come on!
Kevin! At the risk of sounding like the woman from Home Alone. Seriously.
Kevin!
It's 132.
Oh, it was close.
Gordon DL's done it. You said 84.
100.
Kevin,
32. When did you join the Scottish Cup?
What would that be, like the fourth round or something? There would be 32 or thereabouts.
Kev, I think if you said how many are competing in the final, you might have went a wee bit higher.
No, I don't know.
Kevin, you did.
I'm getting rushed out the door. I had to just say.
Aye, okay, Kev.
Where are you going?
I'm going down to the pub. I'm up in the open one, so we're going down. Nice.
Oh, but a nice part of the world in this weather.
I've got somebody with me, so he didn't even give me a hand.
To drown your sorrows. If you just listened to Gordon DL and he always goes 100, if you just said 101, you would have.
That's why he didn't need to get the first round in.
Ah, exactly. He's at it. Right, Kevin and your partners there, enjoy your evening. On you go.
Right, cheers, guys.
Cheers, Kev.
Unlock it. 32. Come on.
That was good. Thank God, Kev. Thank God for a Kevin.
It's the equivalent of being in a penalty shootout and the other team misses their first couple and takes the pressure off you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know there's only going to be one winner.
You know that feeling, don't you?
Oh, aye.
I'm in a hedge.
Kevin's pal was like other people that was going to maybe.
I was taking the fifth one, honestly. I would have told you
the answer next time.
Anyway, 0141.
Just a wee one.
Dazzler gets lucky again. 0141 951 1025. Yeah, another win for you. Another one.
I must be climbing that table like no tomorrow.
Nah, you're still behind me, Daz. Unlucky.
Mate,
I've got cramp playing that many games.
I'd say that I think mid table's kind of now you're.
How many games, just roughly?
36.
37 tonight. Mm-hmm. And I must have won at least 30 of them.
Easily. 24. 25.
Ruffle yourself.
Excuse me.
Ruffle yourself.
I mean, ruffle myself.
Not a rather not. Chance. 24.
Played 37. No, it's updated. Played 37, 125.
It's not bad, but
she's now accepting that it's accurate.
It's not bad. That's actually quite good.
Right, I've been longing for this. See, other radio shows, we just going probably, they'd get in touch with a Hibs fan. But we'd like to do it the old fashioned way. So phone in, phone us, let us know. Michael's a Hibs fan. We've all spent the first hour speaking on behalf of them. Michael, how are you feeling about this weekend?
I'm confused, to be honest.
That's a good word for it.
First time caller, I love the show, guys. Hello to Gordon and Brian.
Hi, there you doing?
All right, so I'm going to Benidorm tomorrow on a stag do.
Oh, goodness.
I'm going with 7 Jambos, 3 Hibbies.
And over the weekend, I take it?
Aye, so we're back on Tuesday. So the only thing that we've planned is we're going to watch Hibs Celtic and then the Rangers Hearts game. Now, normally I'd be sitting in the house during the game and just sitting on my hands, no cheering, but I want Celtic to pump Hibs.
So you're not confused? I thought he was confused.
You're in the right place with Benidorm.
How to behave, right? I love that. Michael reeled me in there because I thought he was going to say, I don't quite know how to feel, but now he's made his feelings clear. And you're going to watch it in mixed company as well.
I know, don't fall out. Oh, he's away again.
Land a different pub. It's going to be, I don't know how to behave. I just want Celtic to win, but Hibs being Hibs, they'll probably beat Celtic 4-0.
By accident.
But, well, that's the thing. And then, obviously, I'm going to feel even weirder because I'm going to want Rangers to beat Hearts, which I never thought I'd ever say. I mean, it's like my head's everywhere. But, I mean, that's what makes the season brilliant. But Hibs have got nothing to play for. And I know you guys are talking about professionalism and players, and I would never, ever accuse teams of lying down. But if you remember last season, the last game of the season, Hibs and Rangers played a very relaxed draw, because it benefited both teams. And there was even a couple of articles about that. So I think players still have, obviously, the psychology to, it's in the back of their mind, and I know maybe Gordon and Brian will debate that, but just to confirm, there's no Hibbies I know that won Hibs to beat Celtic. That's just, apart from the Murray brothers, but I mean, I don't know if they ever go to the games or that. So for
the avoidance of doubt, you're not even saying you're kind of on the fence or you're not that bothered. You actively want Hibs to lose at the weekend.
Of course, because next year or the year after, or the year after that, no one's ever going to remember it. But if they win the league, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
What if the one I put to the guys earlier, you can give us a definitive then. Hibs score a last minute winner, what do you do? How do you react?
Nothing. It's
head and hands.
No head and hands. I'd probably laugh because it's Hibs. When you support Hibs, things, I'm glad the term Hibs debt has kind of died off, but it's kind of like a reverse Hibs debt, because if Hibs beat Celtic 3-0, then that's kind of like Hibs in it, but that's why I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. And I know you wouldn't, you know, you're not speaking on behalf of every single Hibs fan, but you did say there, so of all the ones you know, there's no doubt about this. You're not hearing people saying, you know, need to park it for a bit, we could still catch Motherwell. You don't hear any of that amongst your fellow Hibs fans.
Absolutely nothing, none of that. So we're in a group chat. I've never met a lot of the boys that are going to Benidorm, but they're all Jambos mostly. My family are Hibbies, so it's my cousin getting married, it's his stag, and I didn't want to go through, remember when Hearts beat us in the Scottish Cup, I hate to bring that up, but that feeling was, I never heard the end of it, but this is like times 10, if they win the league. Cause
is it times 100? Is it way worse than that? Yeah, is that the way you're looking at it? So worse than losing directly, heavily against them in a cup final, this would be worse?
Oh, don't remind me. I was actually, when Hibs got beat of Hearts in the Scottish Cup final, I was actually in Portugal, because it was booked away ahead.
Some traveller, you, Michael.
You got a boot, Michael, do you know?
I do, Gordon, aye.
Exactly, and think about it, even if the disappointment of maybe Hibs beating Celtic, you're still a wee night out in Benidorm, we cheer you up, aren't you?
Well, but it's like Brian said, Hibs beat Celtic anyway at the start. I mean, winning the first game of the season is just as many points as winning this period of the season. So Hibs have already helped.
Oh, I like that. You're now justifying it to yourself.
Well, but when I watched Hibs get beat in the final, which I hate to bring up, I was in a pub where I think there was the English Championship playoffs at the same day,
right?
Same time. So 95% of the pub, it was all telly screens with the England games on. They put me in a wee box room with one TV with the Hibs Hearts game on, and I had to share this box room with four Jambos, and it was very awkward.
There's a common theme here.
I know, Michael, you're talking for punishment.
Well, and then to make it worse, when I got the bus back from the airport in Edinburgh,
there were 10 Jambos on it.
No, we had to go through Gorgie, and it was like an hour before the parade. So, and my girlfriend at times Canadian, so like she never watched the game with me when we were in Portugal. I came back miserable. And she was like, "Oh, did you lose your soccer game?" I was like, "Aye, we lost our soccer game."
Soccer.
And then on the bus home, I was like, just be quiet, because there was all these Jambos and that. And she went, "Oh, is this the day with that soccer game you're?" So,
will it be a weird atmosphere then, Michael, inside Easter Road at the weekend?
Well, we had a chance. We had a chance last week, the Hearts, and we blew it. So that's, you know, we had, that was where we could have done some direct damage, but we never. And, but here's the thing, just to change the subject. Is it not possible that in the last game of the season when Celtic and Hearts play, that if Celtic beat Hearts, Rangers win the league?
Oh yeah, Michael, I know you're calling from the East. Yes, mm-hmm. we've very much been mm-hmm. aware of that possibility since the day the fixtures came out here. I think there was that. It's funny how things shift in a couple of weeks, because at that time, I seem to remember a lot of people would obviously set that up by saying, you know, if Celtic were out of it, you know, Celtic aren't going to be out of it, are they? For now, for most people don't see it that way.
No, I don't think so. And I know Gordon was saying earlier that if Rangers lose to Hearts on Monday, the Rangers are out of it.
Don't believe that.
No, I do believe it. I'm saying, but if they get a draw, like, they're all going to be thereabouts. It's going to be, I think it's going to the last day. I think Hearts will lose a game. I think Celtic will lose a game between now and then. It's just Rangers, we're obviously highlighting Rangers because they lost the first game of the post-split fixtures. Hearts will lose, and so will Celtic, and we'll be talking again next week about something else. But that's what's going to happen.
But if Hearts draw with Rangers, is still where Rangers can afford to lose that game you're talking about?
No, I think Hearts can afford to draw. I think for me, Rangers need to win because of the loss against Motherwell to try and get those 3 points back that they gave away at home, because I think they need to win their home games. So that was a big blow for Rangers, but by no means of imagination, I think Rangers are out of it. Rangers are not out of winning this league, not a chance.
How awkward the position do you think it is then for David Gray and the players, Michael? Because they will say all the right things. We're backing them. We're giving them all the credit they deserve. They'll treat it right. They'll treat it professionally. But against the backdrop of you and every Hibs fan you know saying you don't want them to win, that must be a strange position for them to be in.
I mean, obviously, if you go on social, like, I follow a lot of Hibs podcasts, and like, by and large, I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of Hibs supporters are actually a bit tired of David Gray now. I mean, I don't know if that's the Hearts effect, but it's because when we were in Europe, we were playing brilliant football, and then we've never played the same since, and we've not had a bad season. It's not bad by any means. I mean, I don't have the points comparison from last year.
Similar, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, Motherwell have been amazing. The best team I've seen at Easter Road, by a country mile, just for entertainment. But I actually thought Rangers were going to win the league until Motherwell beat them. So it's the best season that I can remember. I'm 47. I was only 8 when Albert Kidd became a saint in Leith. So it's going to be drama in Benidorm. It's going to be very confusing.
And what about the Premiership title race? Gordon was going to ask.
No, not at all. I feel sorry for Hibs, right? Because all of us. No, I don't mean it that way. Because everybody's talking about the Hibs fans. We Celtic, rather Celtic one, right? You go down the fixture list, and then the last, second last game. Poor Hibs have got to go to Rangers. What happens if Hibs fans go, we want Rangers to beat them now? The short hearts win the league.
Hibs players are going, come on, just want to win the bonus.
I just want one
win
game.
Bonus between now and the end of the season. Perfectly,
they'll know about Benidorm.
Perfectly timed this from Michael, because he mentioned the name. Well, we're doing something special this weekend on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. The 3rd of May, it marks 40 years since Celtic's league title win in 1986, when Hearts lost on the final day after goals from Dundee's Albert Kidd, as Michael just said. So join Hugh Keevans from 6pm on Sunday, straight after Clyde One Super Scoreboard, as we revisit all the events from Love Street and Dens which changed the course of the title. He's joined by players from Celtic, Hearts, Dundee, as well as an exclusive interview with the man himself, Albert Kidd. Plus we'll be hearing all the action as the goals go in, because we've actually got some stunning archive commentary. You'll get proper nostalgia if you're a fan of a certain age, and if not, it'll be a proper education for you. I know people love kind of looking back and all that stuff, so it'll be a real treat. So join us, the Albert Kidd, the Heartbreak Season, this Sunday from 6pm. You can listen live or watch on our YouTube channel, even if it is just to find out how Hugh Keevan sounded in 1986.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL is here alongside Brian Graham, and it's 0141 951 1025 to join in, so please do. Still plenty of time to get your calls over to us. We're about to speak to John, who's from Brian's neck of the woods, but let's give you this first.
The full time teaser with Arcaplan Glasgow. Planning permission and building warrant drawings for home extension, conversion or renovation.
Thank you to Aidan in Bathgate for sending this one in. And a quick reminder, as we do every night, the whole point of the full-time teaser is that you provide the questions for the pundits to try and answer. So Aidan sent it in on the email address fulltime@clyde1.com. Keep the questions coming. And thanks to the sponsors, Arcaplan Glasgow as well. Can you name six outfield players from Scotland's Euro 2024 squad who have never scored for the national side?
Stephen O'Donnell.
If you would let me finish, I'll repeat it once more. Can you name six outfield players from Euro 2024 squad that have never scored for the national side? You said
Stephen O'Donnell.
That wasn't the Euros that he was in.
Hold on, 2024.
The one you went to Germany, nearly didn't come back alive.
Oh, that's right. One. Oh, sorry, sorry.
So I know you can't remember
I'm
much of it.
I'm thinking the England one.
Aye, that was. Sorry. Euro 2020. Although it took place in 2021, but whatever.
McKenna.
He scored.
Oh, I'll tell you who's not scored. Lewis Ferguson.
He has scored here.
Good start, guys.
Yeah, really good.
Right, hold on.
Quite a tricky. You know what? See, when you see the names, it's quite tricky. The problem is, goalkeepers count. You were both in Germany. Uh-huh. And you don't remember any of it.
Ben Dope score.
Didn't he go? He was injured. That was the point.
So was the big man up front, Big Dyke. Who else?
Outfield players, come on. That is hard though, I must admit.
We need one just Patterson? To get us up.
Is he there?
Nope.
Oh, Hickey. Was he injured as well?
He wasn't in the squad.
Are you sure I was in Germany?
Oh, Ryan Porteous.
No.
He was there. He scored?
I think he scored, yeah. Yeah, he has, yeah.
We'll just get through the full team.
I think you're even struggling with that. I thought you'd get
at least one.
But then it is difficult. I don't even know where it's hard for me to go into that mindset, because I've known the answer straight away, but I don't even know where I would have gone first with this.
Right, let's think of the subs. Who was on the bench?
Oh, left back, was it Celtic?
Taylor.
Yes, Greg Taylor, 14 caps and no goals for Scotland. Okay, now you've only got five to get.
Yeah.
Seems a bit easier. Thanks again to Aidan for sending it into fulltime@clyde1.com. John's on the line in Rob Royston. How are you, John?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. What are you thinking tonight?
I was talking a few weeks ago, talking about Maeda to a couple of my friends of mine, and just saying that the last couple of weeks he just seems to be back to himself. I don't think it's any coincidence that he met up with the international team there. And I think he's basically just been a wee bit kind of grounded again, maybe just realising what he's got. Maybe a few of them have come over, maybe he's a wee bit homesick. But I don't think it's any coincidence since he played against Scotland and in England that he's basically kicked on, and he's basically drove that team back to, I don't know how, but back into contention again. And I think the last two games in particular, he's basically picked them up single-handedly. So keeping him fit, I think, is vital for the rest of the season. But I just thought he'd make that point, guys. I just think he just looks like a different player. I'm just wondering if it's just maybe something to do, because I remember Martin Neil saying before, he just keeps his cell to himself. So maybe just with him meeting up with a few of his friends, etc., you know, it's just kind of...
Maybe he get told, you know, if he doesn't get better, he's not going to the World Cup.
Well, there's obviously that as well, I suppose, yeah. But the fact is that, I think he started both games. You know, maybe it's a good sign as well for the manager for there, giving him that wee bit of a confidence boost, so...
Actually, I thought he really struggled against Scotland, by the way. But I take John's point. Maybe after it, the full experience of being there. I have no idea.
It was always going to be hard to have the sort of same season as he had before, because he was absolutely sensational.
It's been more than that, though, hasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, plus the fact, I don't think Celtic have been at it the same way, obviously. So he was a part of that team. But I think if you're a Celtic fan now, you're looking at a right few positives going into these last four games. He's right, John's right. Maeda, he's looking at sharpness now, getting goals. He looks like he's hungry for it. You've got Alistair Johnston coming on the pitch the other at the weekend there. So they're starting to get one or two. They look a bit sharper. I think that it just rolls on. See, I don't think Celtic have got individuals now that can just go out there and do it themselves. I think there's one or two. Ingles, for instance, coming back. Right, I know against St Mirren, wasn't it? In the semi-final. I didn't think he played particularly well. He had a great effort early on, then fell out the game. But his delivery, set plays, presence, everything, I think that's given him a wee bit of spark in the middle of the park. Then you've got Johnston coming off the bench. Maeda's starting to work hard. They could just be timing it right, Celtic, just now.
Sorry to remind you, but give us the eyewitness. Was that a fired up Dyson Maeda you and your teammates came up against at the weekend? I think we know the answer, but
no, I think over the piece of last couple of months, I think he was getting questioned for his work rate. But on Saturday, I thought he was phenomenal. He wins the ball. He obviously wins the ball off Kieran Adams and scores the first goal. He then works backwards and steals the ball off Ben Brosio and passes it to Tierney for the second goal. But his all round play, he was a nuisance all day. His hold up play was actually very good as well, bringing us into the game. He had a fantastic game, and then he goes and gets the third goal for his second of the afternoon. He was excellent. He looked back to the old Dyson Maeda, because there was question marks over his work rate, but there was none of that on Saturday. He was up and down the pitch all day for Celtic and putting us under severe pressure.
Because look, he always presses, that's like his thing, obviously. But did it feel like you saw the maximum version of it?
Yeah, I think there's been games over the last couple of months where
it's not been there.
It's not been there, but the work rate back the way as well hasn't been there. He's been walking about a couple of times as well. I don't know if he was in a bit of a huff, because we all know the story. He thought he was getting a move, it didn't happen. But on Saturday, his work rate back the way for his teammates to help his midfield out was excellent, and he scored two goals as well. So he had a fantastic afternoon.
I know you weren't sort of directly on the receiving end of it in terms of being on the pitch, but what is it like when he's in that mood? Because as you say, the bit that you associate with him is closing down the goalie, like we saw in the cup game, closing down defenders like we saw in this, but actually the bit where he's then chasing midfielders back and taking it off them, that feels hugely problematic to come up against.
Yeah, when he's at it, sometimes he'll press the goalkeeper, it'll potentially go to the right back, he then sprints after the right back. And sometimes, 9 times out of 10, he actually gets there, which is absolutely frightening. The work rate, the engine he's got is incredible. As I said earlier, there was question marks over that for a few months there, but he might have just been coming right at the right time for Celtic with these last four games, potentially going to win Celtic the league. Who knows?
So, John, is that the kind of main thing you think will carry Celtic over the line? That's what's giving you the optimism?
I think it definitely helps, because some of the players on the park will obviously feed off that as well. As I say, the feel good factor is a few players are coming back, and talking about Ingles as well, I know he didn't have the greatest of games, but I just like the delivery of his ball. I like the way that he can kind of spread that ball about the field. I think that's something we kind of miss, switching the play, etc., and he's very good at that. I think it goes unnoticed. So
I think Ingles got a bit of a hard time before he got injured, and then I think Celtic fans actually realised what they missed when he wasn't in the team. He's come back now, he's a big asset towards corners, free kicks, with his delivery, set play, going to get goals from there. But he's all round player when he's at it as well. He's a top player.
Yeah,
because that can work. I think that can work a couple of ways, can it, Gordon? Where sometimes players become better when they're not on the team as well, because people sort of, you know, over inflate their sense of importance. But I wonder if even for Celtic at the moment, whatever, wherever you sit on Arne Engels,
the midfield probably just needed the option. Everybody knows
needing freshened up
for whatever reason. Callum McGregor can't hit the heights, whether that's a collective thing or just him. Rhea Hitati's position's way different from what it used to be. I mean, in terms of within the squad, Oxlade Chamberlain not had the impact quite that people would have hoped. So they probably just needed him back as part of a solution, didn't they?
In the modern day game now, and when games are so tight, we've seen it with Rangers over the years. Tavernier's delivery for set plays, even a ball at the back post at the weekend gets Rangers back in the game. But Ingles has got that in his locker. Of course he has. And you're right, when he got injured, before he got injured, everybody was, was looking at, should Celtic have taken the 25 million, right? And then the poor guy gets injured, he comes back, he's worked his way in there. He gives them a freshness. Celtic needed a freshness. Maeda's given them that as well, as much as he's been a big part of it. But he looks a different player, he looks sharper. Alistair Johnston will give them that because he's a massive player for them at right back as well. So you're right, all of a sudden it's just trying to time it for each team. And Hearts have been brilliant all the way up there. Finley's back, Shanklin's back, Devlin's back. They've got their big hitters. You look at Rangers, okay, Nadiri's been missing.
Romans is a big one for Rangers.
But I think he's got to be back, maybe back for Monday. He is a big one. I totally agree with you there. Great energy up and down that left-hand side. It's whoever times it perfectly well here is just going to edge it.
What do you make of the dynamic this weekend, John? You're involved in a game in which we've just had a Hibs fan on saying he hopes his own team loses.
Yeah, I find that interesting, mate. You never want your team to lose, in my opinion. It'll be interesting that it's, like, I think, like, the top three teams, it's your one bad result away if you potentially been out of the race. So every game counts. Am I confident? Well, as confident as I probably can be, given the season we've had. I'd like us to actually get the result just to put the pressure, just to see actually what happens on Monday, because that'll be an interesting game to watch as well, you know, for both of the teams. So all in all, it's a good weekend coming up, but it's by no means I'm not overly confident at all. I don't think any silly planners right now.
Had you given up at any point, or
even when that other boy Wilfred came in, I wasn't geared up, because you support your team, you know. But at the same token, the board, for all their wrongs and rights over the last few years, you know, they've done right thinking rid of the guys as quick as they can. But you just wonder what would have happened, you know, if we never had that 5 or 6 games, you know, they'd be on a completely different table. But then again, it's all ifs and buts and maybes. So, but we are right now, and I'm looking forward to the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I think everybody from most teams are looking forward to the weekend, whether you're at top six or the bottom six. Because there's a lot of excitement, a lot of good games still to be played there, a lot of nervous football to be played, let's be honest about it. It's all now, and I don't care what MD says about performance, it's all about in 3 points in the bag and hoping the teams round about you, they fail.
The first thing you're going to check is, especially the teams 9th, 10th and 11th, if you won your game, you coming in, the first thing you're checking to see how the rest got on, that's a fact.
And all that, we focus on ourselves and all that. You also can't really at this time of the year.
You need to see what's going on.
Nature.
If you get your 3 points, the first thing.
Maybe
you,
some will, no? Some guys have.
No. When you win that game, you'll be looking to see if the ones closest to you win are up a bit in the table for survival, especially the ones at the bottom.
Okay, thank you very much to John on the line. How are you two doing on this teaser that Aidan in Bathgate sent in? Who are the 6 outfield players from the Euro 2024 squad that have never scored for the national side? You've got Greg Taylor so far.
I think I've got one. I'm going the other side. If Hickey didn't make it, did the lad that played Motherwell, Max Johnson, go?
No.
Ralston?
No.
Ralston scored.
I'm going to
Jack
go
Henry.
Lewis Morgan.
Yes, Lewis Morgan. He was a late call up.
What a shout that is. Jack Henry, not a good shout either.
He scored.
All right.
3 times for Scotland.
Yeah, all right. There's the ones that hasn't scored.
I'll give you some more thinking time whilst I run this past the rest of you. Clyde One. Our biggest ever prize will be won tomorrow. Running out of time quickly at £790,000, and it could be all yours. What an incredible way to kick off your bank holiday weekend. Imagine you going to the PFA Awards on Sunday night with 790 grand in your bank account.
You wouldn't go.
I'd be up on stage.
Well, anyway, get in the draw now for your chance to win. Text yes to 61025. Texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. You can also enter at makemeawinner.co.uk, where you will find all the rules for this network competition. Or you can call 03434 269 340, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only. Don't hang about. Lines close 5 p.m. tomorrow. Text yes to 61025. Good luck.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL is here alongside Brian Graham. Still time to squeeze calls in if you so fancy it. Let's see how you two are faring in this teaser. I think I overheard you. I was being nosy listening in to your conversations during the break. I think you're getting close. Can you name the six outfield players from the Euro 2024 squad that have never scored for Scotland? It was a slow start. You eventually got Greg Taylor, eventually found Lewis Morgan. Four to get.
We've found Liam Cooper.
Yes, well done. 19 caps, no goals.
Tommy Conway.
Oh, nice. 8 caps, no goals.
And we've went for, because Hickey Patterson wasn't there, Max Johnson wasn't there, the guy that's floating about now, Ross McCrory.
That could be your best shout yet, because he's only got a couple of caps, no goals. Ross McCrory, one to get. Interestingly, if that's the right phrase, he's the most capped of all the answers. I don't think this will help you, but I'll just to lay the foundations.
Got it. Scott McTominay.
It's because you probably, you just won't have remembered that he made this squad, basically. That doesn't help at all, does it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is, you kind of forget, like, these guys. I mean, Tommy Conway's trying to make his way, Lewis Morgan's no had loads of caps, Ross McCrory's no got a lot. This guy's got more caps than all of these people, but you've just forgotten that he was
in the squad.
He was still hanging around by then. Right, so I've given you a wee clue there as well.
So he's away now. He's not hanging around anymore.
We'll get back to
it. He ain't going to the World Cup.
I would be extremely surprised. Let's put it that way. But yeah.
Extremely surprised.
No, I'm stretching it. He's not going to the World Cup.
Right, okay. So he's retired?
No. Which makes it really offensive to him. But
he's playing walking football. What? Come on, Brian, you should know this.
Brian Jack.
He's done it. He's ended the teaser 7 minutes
mate,
early.
I was concentrating there.
Superb.
I was going through the midfielders, and you said retired, and
that was my fault, because I should have left it to the end to build up a bit of suspense.
That is a shout of the week.
We've never done this before. That's it. It's over. Just end the show early.
Sorry.
Oh, hi. Honestly,
you said retired. I remember doing a show with him, and then that's how it
at
clicked.
The Euros.
No, when I came back, we'd done something.
There you
back
go.
Here, and
never got it. Never. Brilliant.
Teaser's over. Brilliant. See you later.
Good night, folks.
Let's hear a bit from Neil McCann. He's talking about Kilmarnock's battle they've got at the bottom.
The boys are obviously taking a wee dip after a result, because it's really, I can see that there's a bit of anger there, and of course there's disappointment, but the biggest thing is frustration and anger, because of the largest majority of the match has gone, and how we train to get ourselves into opportunities to try and win the game, and then these setbacks, obviously they're a sore one to take when you're sitting in a coach all the way back from Aberdeen. But no, the team are, they bounced in on Monday. I told them on Saturday after the game, don't be coming in here with the heads hanging and the shoulders stooped, you know, come back in here and we get back to work again. And I've never really had to work hard in picking them up. I think they're believing in how well they're playing, and we're at a stage of the season where it's really important that we don't let our confidence go. I've said it to the group, this is all about us. If somebody says, right, you've got a title to win and it's in your own hands, you would take it. If you've got a position in here where we can get ourselves to where we want to be in the league and it's up to us, you'd take it. That's exactly where Kilmarnock stand right now, and the boys know that.
Suppose at that stage, of course he's right, the first thing you can do is fight to keep it in your own hands, ultimately, because you don't want it to be. So if it doesn't go Kilmarnock's way in the next game or two, they can still stay up, but that then, you know, you're looking for favour. So
it's a right tricky opponent they've got though this weekend. With Dundee United,
What have they got to play for now?
But that's what I mean. They're now safe. They're coming off the back of a good run. They'll play with a wee bit more freedom. Listen, Rugby Park's not an easy place to go to. It will be a hard game for Dundee United, but listen, they're now safe. They've got a freedom. I think it's a tough game for Kilmarnock. I expect them to get something, to be honest with you, because of that home record down there. But Dundee United will go there with a wee bit of swagger, with that freedom where they're no under pressure anymore.
There's two things that are killing them just now. On the road, and don't lose anything in the first minute. They're just losing goals every time they go out. They're against eight ball right away. They had an injury setback as well at Pittodrie. I watched a bit of the highlights. I thought that they played well. They hit the woodwork a few times. And I think Neil and Billy Dodds would have been disappointed. They at least didn't come away with something. They're now into cup final territory. They cannot... For me, if Dundee United go there and St Mirren go to Dundee and get a result, I think that's too big an ask. I think Kilmarnock are in the playoffs. They've got to win.
I thought you said St Mirren. No. Or as things stand, you would say St Mirren.
As things stand, yeah. But if St Mirren went to Dundee and get a result and Kilmarnock don't capitalise...
Yeah, well, obviously. You change your mind, right?
Yeah, okay. Of course I will. And I will change my mind on Tuesday night when I know the Rangers...
I mean, if St Mirren lose their next three games, I think they're down.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. And I'll tell you what, if Hearts win all theirs...
And if Big Marv wins all his,
they're safe.
Could they possibly pull it off?
Not a chance.
No?
Not a chance. By the way, I'm delighted for him because... They've went in there, he's worked very hard. I think he's been unlucky in a right few games. A lot of draws thrown in. He just needed that for his players, didn't he? But it was a sickener for St Mirren.
He's been talking about his Bournemouth days. They were minus 17 points and pulled it back.
How many games did they have left? See, that's about four games.
That
was going to be the hard part.
That Marvin was in November, they were 17 points.
Marvin, these two think you're talking rubbish. Give us a call. But I suppose they would just... You know, you got to maybe capitalise on the kind of anxiety that might be around the teams above them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Can Livy be seen as playing with a bit more freedom now if they can know their fate or everybody thinks they're down?
Right.
I mean, he won't acknowledge that either, though, so we're doing the amateur psychology thing.
Right. If you're standing up there and you're a lawyer, you're saying you've won 2 in 34, I'm not getting the confidence that they're going to win the remaining of their games to even give themselves an opportunity. What I will say is, tomorrow night, I think they could get a point. I think they could get a draw. But they
that
will
does
not,
nothing then.
No, they will not stay in the league. Absolutely not a chance will they stay in the league.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that's too long now into the season. Four games left. I don't believe Kilmarnock won't win one of the games as well. So for me, Livingston, unfortunately for Big Marv, or will go down. But it's the rest. Who's going to be in that playoff spot?
Do you think it makes any difference to them and to him if they are down anyway, as you two say they are, to sort of go down with a fight, you know, end the season on some sort of high relative terms, get some sort of positivity? He would then look to take that into his managerial job for next season and
the championship,
and so on,
yeah.
Is it a complete
the way Marv is, I think you want to finish on a high. And then I think he'll potentially change things going into the championship because, listen, some of the players might not want to play in the championship as long as, even though they've not performed to the levels in the Premiership. So there'll be a turnover of players, I believe, at Livingston in the summer. And Big Marv will have a crack at it, but potentially in the championship to get them straight back up.
The thing is, everybody in this show kept saying they haven't won a game since August the 9th, league game since August the 9th. It was important that they won a game. It was a good game to win at St Mirren. I think they'll still pick up a couple of points. I think they'll be a hard opponent. But as fact of staying in the league, they've absolutely not a chance.
Oh, well, what's that then?
That's them done, yeah.
Yeah.
May as well prepare for a championship.
Speaking of, comes to its conclusion.
Tomorrow night,
how tense is that going to be, that relegation picture?
I know, Ross County, they're away to Raith Rovers, and then obviously 8th and 9th, Morton and Airdrie play each other, so Ross County are hoping, if Airdrie beat Morton and Ross County win, they're still down, so they need Morton to beat Airdrie, and they need to win to go into the playoff spots, so it's going to be a very nervy evening, that's for sure.
I think County will go down.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they've been rotten all week.
I know that, year. But...
I don't
win last weekend.
Yeah, I know that, but you look at the goal difference as well with Morton. If Airdrie can go down there, which is possible, and get a result, then I don't think Ross County have got it in them. I think Ross County are destined for League One.
Even after that good result for last week,
yeah, confidence mate, one swallow doesn't make a summer.
Oh, I'm sick of him to end this show. Too many sayings, philosophies. Oh, good. The music is playing already. Usually we round off the teaser, but these guys were just... No, yeah. You were so good.
I was too busy concentrating there.
You were too good. You managed to round it all off. No problem with that at all. Thank you very much to Brian Graham, to Gordon DL, and most of all to you for listening, calling, tweeting, sending messages, whatever you do out there to support us. We appreciate it massively. Don't forget, if you are joining us late or you want to catch up on the full show, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. The live stream there up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, particularly on that YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you never miss a beat as we head to the conclusion of this most dramatic of seasons. Can't wait for tomorrow. Hear from Danny Rule, hear from Martin O'Neill, hear from Derek McInnes, and get ourselves properly going for the Premiership weekend, as well as, we said, the conclusion to the Championship season. So we'll speak to you tomorrow at 6. Enjoy the rest of your evening.